Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. Hey guys, it's Duke for the Self-Positive Podcast. Today we're talking about improving your self-esteem on purpose. The title of the blog is Start Now Before It's Too Late. The idea behind this whole concept is you gotta be determined to actually systematically improve your self-esteem to get on the way to personal achievement. So many of us are just walking around life like zombies, like just reacting to the environment and the world, and it's gonna be much more advantageous for you to actually work on your self-esteem on purpose with the resolve, with the determination to actually get results. If you let your low self-esteem ruin your fucking life, then you're only to blame for it. But if you systematically and intentionally attempt to improve your self-esteem, then you are going to flourish at your own volition. So what are some of the examples of low self-esteem aspects that you need to get improvement on? Well, some people will say nothing ever seems to go right for them. I was hanging out tonight at the Tipsy Goat, and one of the guys that was there, he's like, oh yeah, well, all women get mad at me, and that's just the story of my fucking life. Like, nobody wants to, like, stay my friend for a long time. And he's just, like, victim mentality going into his whole story about this last girl that broke his heart. But it's a pattern for him, and it's because of his attitude about it, it seems to be self-perpetuating. So if you're one of those people, nothing ever seems to go right for you, that's something you need improvement on. Number two, if you believe that most people don't like you, very similar. If you're playing victim in that space, it's something you need improvement on. Number three, if you believe you're not attractive, nobody thinks I'm cool, nobody thinks I'm attractive, nobody wants to be with me, nobody wants to get in a relationship with me, those beliefs are very fucking limiting, and they all come from this low self-esteem, low self-worth in society thing that you need to get some improvement on. If you believe, number four, if you believe that you choose something for yourself and it always turns out to be the worst one. It's like, every time I do this, it's always the fucking worst option that could have happened. I'm not good at making choices. I'm not good at making decisions. If you think like that, then you need improvement on that too. Number five, if you're afraid to talk to other people for fear that they're not going to like you, or what you say isn't going to make sense, or you're not going to connect, then, and you isolate yourself from people, that limiting belief can limit you in, you know, getting all sorts of stuff that social skills are notorious for making, opening doors up for you. And if you're afraid to go out and do that and you hold yourself back, that's a limiting belief that you need to fucking fix, man. And the sixth one is, if you feel like you're swallowed up in frustration or confusion, is like, why is this happening to me, and you get all obsessed about things, then you're thinking about, oh, what's wrong with me? Well, what's wrong with you is your thoughts, bro. Like you definitely need to fix how you're thinking, and you're going to feel a lot better emotionally. It's your thoughts are the genesis of your emotional state. Like, your thoughts are the genesis of your emotional state. You're gonna, if you think badly about yourself, you're gonna feel like shit, and you don't want to feel like shit anymore. So, if you change your thoughts, you're gonna not feel like shit. You change your thoughts to things that don't make you feel like shit. It's pretty simple, really. So, I know it's easy for me to say, but stop thinking the world's closing in on you. Because from that space, from that emotional place, it's not very resourceful. You can't really do anything that's going to help you out from that headspace. If you switch your headspace around to getting determined to achieve what you want, or taking responsibility for what you're doing, then you're going to get a lot better feedback from what you're doing when you're taking action. Stop blaming people for your bullshit. The world's not your problem. You're your problem. I know a lot of you are in situations and in environments that are soul-crushing. I myself have been in those environments very fucking recently. Anything like a breakup, financial hardships, like, you know, fucked up marriage, parenthood. Like, these things are can be really heavy on the soul if you allow them to, if you look at them like that. But if you are thinking about how victimized you are by the problem will continue to be big for you. But if you start looking for the solutions on those things, even small wins in those places are going to propel you into an upward spiral of positivity that will give you more opportunities and a better emotional state to create better outcomes for your life. From this moment on, begin the process of improving your self-esteem. If you think the right way and you're determined to win, you're gonna win. Just remember that success doesn't really come all that easy, and that's why determination is vital for creating success. Like, no matter what your goals are, I told you in the last couple of podcasts that you have to be very specific about your goals. They have to be measurable. They should have timelines on them, because most of the time, winning and success is an arduous process, and you've got to have determination. You've got to have stick-to-itiveness in order to see that through. And just like I said, I think it was a couple of weeks ago I did one of the goal podcasts. If you set very specific goals and you make them small and achievable enough, then you're going to be able to get small wins that are going to change your emotional state, even if you don't get the big picture right away. But in order to get the big picture handled, you definitely have to have some stick-to-itiveness, some determination. A lot of times, you get to the brink of success, and then just a little disappointment, a little setback, you can lose heart, and you give up too easy and too soon. And you never get what you wanted in the first place. I forget what the story was, but it's like people would dig for gold, dig for gold, dig for gold, and then they'd give up. And then the guy who took over the plot of land was, I think I heard it in a Grant Cardone seminar. But there were these guys, they went out to do prospecting for gold, and they were digging these caves, and they're like, oh, there's no fucking gold here. So they sold it off really cheap. And then the guy who took over just dug for like one day. And then he finally hit like the mother load of gold that the guys had given up just too early, right at the last minute on. And then he got all fucking rich, and the other guys were all sad. So, in that analogy, it's easy to say you should not give up on your goals, especially if they're worthwhile goals. A lot of you guys are setting goals that are basically set by other people. They're expectations of other people in your life. And when you try to meet those goals, they're not yours. Your why isn't strong enough. So you can give up. But if they're worthwhile goals, things that you've set for yourself, no matter what your opposition is, if you just persevere, you will realize them eventually. You know, even hardcore shit like Elon Musk style fucking electric cars and shit. Like, you can set the goal and just keep moving towards them, and you'll get there. And who knows what great stuff you might achieve if you only persevere on the stuff that's worthwhile. But if you have a low self-esteem and you're giving up because of small setbacks, then you're never going to know what you achieve. So without a high self-esteem, your life's going to be pretty fucking boring. You're going to spend yourself time distracting yourself. You're going to get swayed about by the, you know, the currents of the world. And it's you can fall into mediocrity really fucking quickly. So you got to change your thinking and start seeing yourself at the top of the world. If you make a very special effort to be what you really want to be, you're going to start making strides in that place, and your emotional state's going to change. You have to seriously decide whether you should remain in your miserable, mediocre state of low self-esteem, or acquire self-esteem improvement and develop a high self-esteem, self-worth, good character, self-image. If you make the decision to go after it, you're going to make strides in that place. It's going to change your mind on how you're doing it. So we've done a lot of blog posts and podcasts on the origin of low self-esteem and kind of how to fix that stuff. There's a 6-part series a while back called Fuck Self-Doubt that I released, I think it was 3 weeks ago or something. And if you take actual steps to go take that shit out, whether it's from back in childhood or, you know, somebody made you believe that you're not worthwhile or you're not worth listening to or whatever, your self-confidence gets all eroded, and then you succumb to the idea that you can never achieve success in anything. If you got picked on, bullied, if you got pushed around, people called you names, fucking people broke up with you fast, dumped you, treated you fucking poorly, took advantage of you, no wonder you grew up full of resentment. But if that's your experience, you got to cut yourself loose from that bullshit. If there are very specific ways that you can move forward and work on gaining more self-esteem, and if you start working on that, you can leave that shit behind and not be weighed down and shackled by your own psychological limiting beliefs. If you decide to override your self-esteem, sorry, I'm like allergic to the world right now. Oh, fuck. Yeah. If you decide to override your self-esteem, or your low self-worth, your low self-esteem, by just making a determined stance to do whatever it takes to get there, you're going to rise to the heights of your potential. And you're going to be able to maintain your emotional state much better when you're living out the things that you actually want to live out. Your low self-esteem has never helped anybody, especially not you. If you keep focusing on the things that come up when you're in that low vibe state, you're going to drive into depression, you're going to get angry, you're going to fucking hold grudges against people, blame everybody, and all the other shit that goes on. It actually makes fear bigger. And if you stay there, your life sucks. That's what I'm going to say about that. So you have to reprogram your thinking. Control your state of mind. Self-regulate. If you believe you're worth much more than you think you are now, you're going to start moving in circles, making friends with the types of people, hanging out in the right environments that's going to give you more opportunities to pull yourself up out of the fucking hole that you're in. So don't waste your life away with feelings or feeling inadequate or not good enough because it sucks. But instead, start focusing on ways to go about your self-esteem improvement. Start thinking about what you're going to do to step up, start keeping your promises to yourself, and start doing the things that you actually want to do. And sometimes that's just defining what you actually want and not listening to other people define your life for you, and then start making strides and steps to move forward in those things. So that's my thoughts today on why you should start working on your self-worth and self-esteem. Episode 16 of the podcast. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And until then, stay awesome. Stay positive.